Welcome back to the Officer Jack McGlam program. I'm that old cop Jack McGlam, retired up here in the great Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. Good to be back with you today. Just to remind the new listeners out there, we have our two police and military associations up here in the great Rocky Mountains, and we represent literally thousands and thousands of police and soldiers who love God and love liberty, and understand that to stop tyranny, we must uphold our oath that we took to defend the Constitution of the United States, the people's rights and property in person. So it's good to be back with you tonight. Well, we're still working on the Terry Schindler case, folks, here at our police association, trying to get information out to those that we hope will start a criminal investigation into those that murdered our sister, Terry Schindler. We're calling her Schindler because she doesn't, the evil guy that was her husband, called himself her husband anyway, doesn't deserve to have her name listed on that young lady. And it is death do us part, and she has been murdered. And she is now parted from that fellow that pulled her tube. And so we still keep gathering information and sending it off to government institutions, government organizations, hoping that we will send them enough information that they will have a preponderance of evidence to know that there's criminal activity that has gone on there, and there should be a criminal investigation finally done. Will it work? I don't know, but I always say duty is ours, consequences are God's. We must always do our duty to God and country and let God sort it out. It is our duty to continue to fight to bring to justice those murderers that executed our sister, Terry Schindler. Here's something I want to share with you tonight before we open the phone lines up. We finally received an affidavit from the nurse, Trudy Capone, finally found it, praise the Lord, thanks to our dear friend in Canada. We're just so happy that in all the papers that were sent to us, we finally came across, Eleanor up there sent us something that finally led us to the affidavit of Trudy Capone. You're going to find this very interesting, folks. The basis of putting Terry to death was the word of her husband, who said that she wanted to be put to death in her particular situation. So we'll be right back with more and read you this signed affidavit of Trudy Capone.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
This is part of our evidentiary foundation to try to get criminal investigations, criminal charges against George Greer, the judge, against Michael Schiavo, and his evil attorney that's a part of the National Death Organization, George Fellows is his name, and others, too, that had a hand in making sure that this young lady died before she was wanting to die. Here's a statement of Trudy Capone. Now, Trudy will tell you here her relationship with Michael Schiavo. She was a very good friend. Actually, according to her, he was pursuing her as he liked girls, it sounds like to me, because we have another interview of one of his girlfriends just a year after his wife was tragically injured, he says, and her neck bones were broken as if she'd been strangled. And so anyway, here's a young lady, a nurse, who says that she too was pursued by Michael at the bedside, matter of fact, of his disabled wife. It says here, affidavit, State of Florida, County of Pinellas. Before me, the undersigned authority personally appeared, Trudy Capone. My secretary says it might be Capone, C-A-P-O-N-E, like Al Capone, but the only pronunciation I've heard, folks, is Capone. I sense, too, it's probably Capone, but on the television show that night, they called her Capone. So give me a little break there if you think that it might be incorrect. But anyway, it says here, personally appeared Trudy Capone, who, being first duly sworn, deposes and says the following. Number one, my name is Trudy Capone. I am over the age of 18 years, and I make this statement on personal knowledge. Number two, on Monday, May 7th, 2001, Kimberly Takacs, T-A-K-A-C-S, Takacs, and we're going to refer to her in this affidavit as K-R-T. Remember, folks, when I say K-R-T throughout this affidavit, we mean Kimberly Takacs, who interviewed me at my home. What follows is an accurate summary of our conversation, and we begin. KRT, Kimberly, identified herself as an investigator and provided me with a proper identification. Not knowing what KTR was here to see me for, I said I would call the number on the business card and set up a time to meet and discuss the matter, whatever that might be. Immediately, KRT indicated that she was there regarding Terry Schiavo. I did indicate that my son advised me not to get involved if anything came up regarding me. I asked if KRT was here on the parents' side or Michael Schiavo's side. KRT told me that she was here representing the parents of Terry, that she would really like to speak with me. I indicated that I loved Terry and felt so bad for her. Kimberly, KRT, asked me if Schiavo ever confided in me regarding Terry's care, meaning Michael Schiavo. I told her that Michael confided in me all the time about Terry. I did say, and this is a quote, I will tell you one thing, Michael never knew what Terry wanted. He never knew, unquote. He would say to me all the time, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do with her. I just don't know. I told KRT that if he said anything different, he was a liar, and that he said to me many times that he had no idea what her wishes were. Now, folks, this is so important, as you know, because George Greer, the judge, and the attorney, George Fellows, say that the reason the tube had to be pulled out is because it was Terry Schiavo's wishes, and she told her husband that she wanted to be put to death. That's why this is so important that we finally got this affidavit. I told KRT, that's Kimberly, that Michael and I were close, but were never romantically involved. I informed KRT that I felt the reason we were not romantically involved was because it was so close to settlement time, and I felt he was afraid of having it come out and did not need it at that time. Now, she means the settlement of him getting $1 million some bucks. By saying that he wanted to use the money to treat his wife and to give her rehabilitation therapy and so forth over a 50-year period. So that's what she's referring to. Back to the affidavit. I try to remember another girl that Michael was involved with. I told KRT that he was dating a nursing assistant with blonde hair. I'm not sure if that was Cindy Brashers or not. I stated that Cindy Brashers, folks, is that other nurse I told you about that he was hot for a year or so, year and a half, something like that, after his wife was disabled. The affidavit continues. I stated that Michael went crazy on me when I ended our friendship because he was calling me so much and I needed more space. I informed Kimberly, KRT, that one day at the hospital where I was working, I was avoiding his calls, and a CNA, nurse's assistant is what a CNA is, informed Michael when he kept calling that I had run to McDonald's and was at lunch. Seemingly very upset, Michael told the CNA, I know she's not at McDonald's. She wouldn't eat there. You're lying. I'm somewhat of a health nut. I have heard bits and pieces of what Cindy Brasher stated about her relationship with Michael, and it was all true and then some. I did not, however, hear the conversations between Nurse Brasher and the radio DI that had been on the air. I had been trying to avoid listening to it all. I informed Kimberly, KRT, that Michael used to tell me that he would never give away Terry's car and how it was so special to him. I told her that as soon as he received his settlement, he went out and purchased a gold Acura. I think that was the make. He drove it over to my workplace to show it to me. All he could talk about was his new car. I told KRT that I knew Michael and his new girlfriend, fiance, had a child, and another one was on the way. KRT asked me if I was am sure of that, and I told her emphatically yes. Michael talked about this child with staff members at Palm Gardens, where Terry lived, and was being tortured, folks, all the time. You know what I'm talking about, the way he kept her in a dark room and wouldn't allow her to get out, ever see sunlight and everything, absolute torture. I go back to the affidavit. I stated that if Michael and I went anywhere, he would want to buy me expensive gifts. One day we're at the mall, and I saw a leather jacket and said how nice it was. Michael immediately says, "Do you want it?" I told KRT that trial money was everything to him. The money he received, folks, is what she's talking about. And that something happened to him once he received the settlement. He would say very mean things to me. When we ended our friendship, Michael Schiavo said to me, "Oh, you're too old anyway." I told KRT I'm approximately 9 years older than Michael was. KRT asked me about Terry when she cared for her specifically, if I ever observed any eye movement on Terry's behalf that would indicate Terry was following people who visited with her eyes, and if she seems to be really to know what's going on. I told KRT, absolutely, yes, yes. Why do you think Michael would instruct us to give her medication when she was on her period? KRT asked me again about the earlier statement that I had made about Terry's wishes. I told KRT, Kim, I swear to you, he never knew what Terry wanted. He would confide in me all the time about how he did not know, and he would ask me what I thought he should do with her. Michael had no idea what Terry's wishes were. Now, there's something crossed out here in this affidavit. I don't know why, but it says here, Michael had no idea what Terry's wishes were. He just wanted her to die quickly and have the money. But that part has been crossed out, and it's a T-U over top of it. And I don't know why that is, folks. We will investigate that and try to find out. But anyway, you're not supposed to mark anything out of an affidavit, folks, so that's kind of strange. But there's a few markouts here on this affidavit. Okay, now I'm going back to hold on just a second here. Let me turn the page. You got to turn the page here. All right. This is Trudy Capone. Okay. Back to her statement. I told KRT that Michael used to tell me all the time that Terry's parents didn't want him to have the money, and they were mad because he was going to get it all and not them. Well, that doesn't sound like the Schindler family to me, folks, but that's what he said to her, she says. Now, back to the affidavit. I told KRT that we would speak more formally regarding everything I had told her. I told KRT that I really just wanted to do what was right. I told KRT to give the family my love and that I will tell KRT anything she wanted to know. She also said to KRT, some of this is listed in here strange, as if a third party is speaking. For example, this statement. She also told KRT, all I can do is tell you the truth. Again, I will tell you, Michael had no idea what Terry wanted. That's one thing I know for sure, that he never knew, unquote. We'll be right back, folks, and we'll finish up this affidavit, and we'll go to the phones. We have somebody holding on the phone lines. Be back in just a couple minutes.
Thank you. You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanol, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calbin Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calbin Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbinPureSoap.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Welcome back to the program, folks. This is that old cop, Jack McLam, and we're finishing up the affidavit here from our sister, Trudy Capone, a nurse who came forward in 2001 with this affidavit, which shows that there was a conspiracy, folks, between Judge Greer, Michael Schiavo, and his attorney, George Fellows, who's one of the top guys in the death cult, national death cult, the Hemlock Society. So let's finish this up, and then we'll go to our brother in Indiana, Gary, who's on the phone line, see what Gary has to say. But let's finish this up here. Let's see. At the time, she also said to KRT, that's why we have kind of a third person entering in here, which is kind of strange, which means Trudy Capone said to KRT, all I can do is tell you the truth. But again, I will tell you, Michael had no idea what Terry wanted. If it's one thing I know, it's that he never knew. At the time, KRT asked me to call and schedule a time to sit in and talk about more things. I indicated that as a nurse, I took an oath regarding patient confidentiality and did not want to jeopardize my career. I have no problem telling the truth about Michael Schiavo. I just feel that he is very sick and unstable and did not know what he would do. We have heard other statements from his girlfriend a year after his wife was disabled, who said she was scared of him. So I guess he's quite an intimidating fellow. To finish up the affidavit here, it says, Michael Schiavo got a job where I worked and sent me roses and made my job very difficult there every day. My co-workers would say to me, Michael loves you, Trudy. In the beginning, I felt like Michael really did love Terry. But after time passed, he just wanted his own life and the money. Again, before KRT left, I stated that if anything, I knew that it was that Michael lied about Terry's wishes. At the time, KRT left, and I told her that I would call her to set up a time to discuss things in more detail. Number three, I've tried to avoid reading and listening to anything about the Terry Schiavo case, but I feel guilty because I did not want to get involved. I should have sooner, and my heart is sick for the rest of the Schindler family. Further, affiant saith not, and it's signed, Trudy Capone, 5901, as the affiant. And the foregoing instrument was acknowledged before me the ninth day of May 2001 by Trudy Capone, who produced a Florida's driver's license as identification. And we have a name that looks like Bob Ralph here, who signed as the Notary Republic. Folks, to a cop, to a police investigator, this is very important information, as you can imagine, because it shows the basis of pulling her tube was an absolute lie if Trudy Capone is telling the truth. But with indications all the way through this case we have found, with Terry enjoying seeing her family, and when Michael, her husband, would come into the room, she would shriek and almost in horror pull back when she'd see him, as if she was scared to death of this man. All kinds of indications is that she did not want to die, that she enjoyed a relationship with her family, even though she was mistreated and tortured throughout all of these years. And I mean tortured, folks. I can tell you of prisoners who have been kept in the dark for just months at a time as punishment, when their cells have been locked down and they're not allowed to get out one hour a day to go out in the sunlight. And they get very, very unhealthy and can get all kinds of diseases from not having even sunlight. And this young lady was kept in that room for at least 10 years without sunlight, without her music, without her religious priest being able to come in and do ceremonies for religious ceremonies. And you name it, not having her teeth brushed for 10 years. Once he got that money, there was no rehabilitation therapy. She started to curl up as you and I would, that would lay in a bed. Her bed sores could not be treated. He wouldn't give her, he would not allow him to give her anything for infections that she would get. And he wanted her to die. There's no doubt that he was trying his best to make her life so miserable that she'd just give up hope and just die. And he'd be rid of her. I could go on about the torture, but I can tell you, folks, that with this information we've just received, and with things like the doctor's statement in his affidavit stating that the first 3 weeks she was in the hospital after her disability, we'll call it, instead of the attack on her that we believe it was, he did several CT scans of her brain and found out that there was no serious problems with her brain, and she had had a loss of some of her the blood to her brain and has some disabilities there, but he found no trauma to the brain. And in the sixth week, he contends in his affidavit that he came in and did a CT scan and found out in the sixth week she received, between the third week and the CT scans in the sixth week, somebody came into that room and hit her over the head with something very heavy and caused massive brain damage in her head. The doctor declares in the statement that it happened while she was in the hospital. So this is just an absolute case of attempted murder over and over again on somebody's part, folks. I think we know who that is. We'll be right back. We'll go to Gary. Gary, hang on. We'll come to you right after this break.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Listen to what Cocoon GH has done for another satisfied user.
I've been meaning to let you good people know about my fantastic results after using the Cocoon GH for only a few weeks. Before I started using GH, I had severe pain in my right shoulder, to the point of not being able to take off my shirt. But within the first few days of using GH, I realized the pain was dramatically reduced. I could not believe it. I thought I was bluffing myself. Within another week, I had full use of my shoulder. The pain was nearly all gone. Also, my graying hair is about 75% less now, to my surprise. I have a lot better energy now. I feel like I can do a lot more. I have more will to go on and make life wonderful in my golden years. I started a physical fitness program because I feel so good. I have get up and go like when I was younger. I am really thankful for this product and will continue using it from now on.
Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical, constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now, that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
And Colonel Bo have friends in the FBI, as you can imagine. We've been assisted in some of their operations at Ruby Ridge and the Montana Freeman and other places, and have some good FBI agents that are friends of ours. I mean, good FBI agents that saved lives in these places that I'm going to get with and send this information to and see if they can help us get this evidence of these testimonies of doctors. We have another nationally renowned doctor who is up for some prestigious award. I forget what you call it, but everybody knows the name. I just can't think of it right now. Examined Terry and found out in his examinations, took x-rays of her neck, that the bones in her neck were shattered. And he stated in his affidavit, it looked like she had been choked and strangled. Of course, none of this will come out in the autopsy that was paid for from probably some of the money that Michael Schiavo got in his settlement to this county coroner. Sounds like the county is all tied up in the good old boy system because George Greer and George Fellows and Michael Schiavo and Sheriff Rice, the sheriff before this present sheriff, probably even this present sheriff, because he's not responded to our police association at all, of the evidence we sent him to start a criminal investigation. And also the county coroner probably had no problem seeing to it that Terry, her brain was totally destroyed, and she was a vegetable, and she was not aware of anything. And I can just see the autopsy report. You watch it, folks, that Terry Schiavo's husband paid for. We just can't wait till that comes out to see what that reads. But I'm sure he's not going to talk about the shattered neck bones and the broken bones that this young lady had that happened, according to the doctors that took her x-rays around the time of her disability 14 years ago. But anyway, let's go to now Gary. Brother Gary in Indiana, how are you tonight? Gary?
Hello?
Hello, Gary.
Hello, Jack.
You're on the program. Good to have you on.
Thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine.
Got a question for you.
Yes.
Well, I'm the one called yesterday out of Tennessee.
Yes.
I've got a thing here I want to throw out there. It may be kind of a brain twister to most people, but it's kind of worth looking at, I think. All right. With the situation with Terry and with Pope John Paul, Terry being Catholic, I'm wondering if this wouldn't be a push for the one world religion. I don't know if you've heard about that or not.
Oh, yes, I have.
Okay. I'm just wondering because, you know, we've got a president that's getting more religious every day.
Yeah.
And it seems like things is pushing towards religion.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I'm just wondering if that don't have some sort of a twist on it.
Well, I think it's all tied together, Gary. This one world order that he and his papa and grandfather and great-grandfather worked for all these years has a religious element to it, a one world religion.
Right.
And so, yes, I think you're right. It's all tied together.
Do you know what that religion is, by the way?
Well, it's Lucifer will be, his Antichrist will be in the position of power,
mm-hmm.
and so it's got to be Luciferian.
Right.
Even though it will be called by other names, nobody's going to say that it's Lucifer.
Right.
Until those last days. The last days people will probably realize. But the way I see our Christian brothers and sisters now swooning at the feet of Emperor Bush as if he's, a god himself, I see the Antichrist having a very easy time because he's supposed to be more seductive and more charismatic than this Bush Jr. here is, and the Christians will just swoon all over the Antichrist, I'm sure. So I think it'll be all the religions, the top, and this is happening before our eyes right now, all the top main religions in the world are coming together in this world religion, and the Antichrist will rule and will be the god of that program for a short time.
Right. The religion that's going to be, everybody's going to be gathering around and be forced to do is, to my understanding that's been put out, is nature worship.
That is witchcraft and the occult and all wrapped together. You know, shamanism and all that's
right.
Nature worship. And so it could very well be, Gary.
All right. Well, Jack, I appreciate you having me on.
Thank you so much, Gary.
I've got one question for you. Is there a way I can talk to you after the show this evening? I would like to know more about what you were talking about at the beginning of the show about trying to prosecute the judge and Terry's husband in this deal.
Okay, well, tonight's not a good night.
Okay.
Because I've got really tied up with some things. But maybe we could do it another time, Gary.
All right.
Yes.
Well, Jack, I appreciate
it. Okay, brother.
Thank you.
Okay, Lord bless you now. Folks, the phone lines are open. Let's just give out that number, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, if you'd like to call in tonight. I want to share something else with you here on the we're going to get back to you on this problem with living wills, folks. We have found out that the culture of death, these death organizations, have been were really pushing living wills, and had something like 800,000 living wills sent out during this Terry Schindler execution. And it's very, very dangerous, these living wills. Let me just share with you here a few thoughts on it. Living will is the oldest type of health care advance directive there is. It is signed, witnessed, or notarized. It's a document called a declaration or directive. Most declarations instruct an attending physician to withhold or withdraw medical interventions from its signer if he or she is in a terminal condition and is unable to make decisions about medical treatment. Since an attending physician who may be unfamiliar with the signer's wishes and values has the full power and authority to carry out the signer's directive in a living will, certain terms contained in the document may be interpreted by the physician in a manner that was not intended by the signer, yourself. Family members and others who are familiar with the signer's values and wishes have no legal standing once you fill out a living will to interpret the meaning of the directive, in other words, the living will. So we're gaining more information on that, and we're going to be talking to you more about it here at our Police and Military Association, because you know, if the euthanasia gang, which is under this whole thing's under this Antichrist world government system to get everybody to fill out living wills, and in other words, involve yourself in the euthanasia physicians' assistance in dying program that's being pushed around the world today. If the Hemlock Society and Euthanasia Society and all these people are involved in pushing these living wills, it can't be good. Now, I know that upsets you because a lot of you have living wills, which was I thought it was a smart thing to do. I have a living will, too. But you know what? I have pulled it out, and I'm not going to use it now. We're studying having a protective, durable power of attorney instead, but you got to be careful with durable power of attorneys too for health care. The durable power of attorney documents in which the signer designates an agent to make health care decisions. If the signer, you, is temporarily or permanently unable to make such decisions, that's what this thing is. But unlike most living wills, a durable power of attorney for health care does not require that the signer have a terminal condition. Yes, you got to be careful with all these documents. An agent must be chosen with great care, since the agent who fills out this durable power of attorney will have great power and authority to make decisions about whether health care will be provided, withheld, or withdrawn from the signer. And it's extremely important that the signer carefully discuss his or her values, wishes, and instructions with the agent before and at the time the document is signed. Such discussions may also continue after the document is signed. It's also important that the agent be willing to exercise his or her power and authority to make certain that the signer's values, wishes, and instructions are respected. So we're going to nail this thing down because I want to have an advance directive myself, and that's what we're talking about here, an advance directive. What to do if I am truly a vegetable one day, you know, and if you are, you know, if we're being kept on life support, and you got to be very careful with your terms, folks, because they're saying today life support is taking digitalis for a health problem, taking, I forget what those shots are, if you have hypoglycemia or sugar diabetes. They're saying that if you have a heart pacer, that is caught up in all of this wordage. So we've got to be very careful that the wordage is correct when you fill out an advance directive of some kind, and we're working on that here at our Police and Military Association, and we'll have something for you, we hope, in a very short time. One thing I want to tell you is that we do trust here for people, and to protect your property if you're ever sued, if the government ever comes to destroy you because they don't like what you say or what you do, and that happens all the time to people that speak the truth. We do trust for people, and we were doing living wills, but now we understand that living wills have problems, serious problems. We've stopped that and are going to look into how to put advanced directives together. However, it will be for those that believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Scriptures, because we here at our Police and Military Association is not going to do anything for anybody that's against the Word of God. We're just not going to do it. Now, some of these advanced directives are from the humanist viewpoint that you're an animal and you have, you know, you're going to just go to the ground and rot. And we don't use those kind of things here, okay, for obvious reasons, because we are not animals. We are not going to go to the ground and rot. You know, we all have a destiny, and that's spelled out very well in the Holy Word of God, and we're not going to go against that in any advanced directives that we set up for ourselves or others. So anyway, enough on that, but just stay tuned, because we need to do something about this. If the enemy of God and man, who is murdering people every day like Terry Schindler, is pushing living wills, be very, very cautious, folks. Be very cautious. Okay, we want to talk a little bit about here. Remember, the phone lines are open, folks. We'd be happy to talk to you about anything you'd like to talk about tonight. And that number is 800-313-9443. Talk about the Minuteman Project down there for a few minutes. Things are going well so far. Actually, there's been about 119 people arrested for coming across the border, not by any of the Minutemen. They're just reporting to the Border Patrol. The media is not telling you this, because they want you to think they're a bunch of rabid, racist vigilantes down there, gun-toting vigilantes that are out for no good. And so you're not hearing about these things, but I've got a report into our office here that things are going well right now, and I believe it's because a lot of us are praying for these people. The president is down there with his troops. Vicente Fox, a communist from Mexico, is there with 6,000 to 10,000 troops. The MS-13, most violent gang we know of in America, is down there to try to stir up trouble. We have heard a word. We don't have it documented that Criswell, is that his name? Gilchrist. Jim Gilchrist has received a death threat that 20 MS-13 gang members are going to do something violent down there. Hasn't happened yet, so we ask you to please pray for these brothers and sisters that have come from all over the United States to draw attention on the fact that that border is causing extreme danger to all Americans through terrorists coming across. Of course, that's what the government wants, and drugs coming into the country by the tons, and also illegal aliens coming in by the millions and millions across that 2,000 mile border with Mexico. Here's a report coming in that a man had to use a handgun to defend himself down there from a border intruder, an illegal alien. He thinks, now this could have been one of the coyotes, could have been one of the drug pushers or terrorist. But here's just, let me share this with you. It says here, this was posted yesterday. And it's it says, just as the controversial Minuteman Project was getting underway in Tombstone Friday night, a Cochise County resident was forced to use a handgun to defend himself from a menacing border intruder. That's what they call this person. Well, I've been in fights on the streets of Phoenix with these menacing border intruders, folks, these illegal aliens. And some of them are not fruit pickers, as I said, and I don't believe this one was. The citizen, who wishes his name not to be used, was visiting his girlfriend's home in one of the lower canyon areas on the east side of the Huachuca Mountains along Highway 92 when an angry border intruder charged at him. home's yard and driveway has been the scene of many reports of illegal aliens being picked up by load vehicles. Recently in the evenings, two or three load vehicles would pull into her driveway and yard. A driver would jump out, wave a flag, and dozens of illegal aliens would pour out of the bushes across the street into the driveway and yard and then load into the load vehicles, and they would pull off. The woman who lives there has felt very threatened and has been forced to arm herself. Last week, on a single night, Border Patrol apprehended 50 illegal aliens right in her front yard and driveway. Friday night, a man was walking in the street in front of his girlfriend's home. This man, which was her boyfriend, was walking in the street across from her home. And I'll tell you what happened when we get back, folks. This police and military association believes in all Americans being armed to the teeth, because there are people out there that want to do you harm. We'll be right back.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today, because you can handle the truth.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials, with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed gel. You squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
Okay, folks, we're back here and we're reading a report on someone that was attacked or rushed anyway by an intruder, and listen how this turns out. Very, very well. Citizen 1, angry border intruder 0. Says here, Friday night, the man was walking, who made this report, in the street in front of his girlfriend's home. A large jackrabbit was frightened from something in the bush in the brush across from the home and came out in the road toward the citizen. He knew that he had not frightened the jackrabbit and determined that there was someone in the bushes. He started peering into the brush, and suddenly an illegal alien came out from behind one of the trees. The border intruder was very large and menacing and looked right at the citizen in the street. He started to charge towards the citizen, who was then forced to pull out his 9mm handgun and chamber a round. Hooray for armed citizens, folks. Everybody ought to be armed. The citizen then held the weapon up where the intruder could see it, but did not point it at the intruder. At that point, the border intruder ceased his menacing charge and stopped and glared angrily at the citizen. The standoff only lasted a few seconds, at which time the intruder flipped the citizen off and ran back into the bushes. The resident immediately called the Border Patrol to report the incident and the intruder. An agent was dispatched to the scene in about 20 minutes. Keep that in mind, folks. You have to be able to protect yourself for 20 minutes to half an hour when you call the police. If you can't do that, you're not a bit of good to your family or yourself. This has happened. I've been a cop many, many years, and people that can't protect themselves and their family for 15, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, many times don't live to tell the story. But back to the report here. The agent said that he did not know the area and had been briefed about the ongoing problems with the large group of illegal aliens piling in load vehicles right there. The agent and the Cochise County resident walked through the brush searching for the border intruder, but he was not located. The man later said that he was certain that if he had not drawn his weapon, he would have been violently attacked by the border intruder. Both the man and the homeowner are now planning to take the required training for and receive an Arizona concealed carry weapons permit to further protect themselves. Neither are members of or are involved with the Minuteman Project in any way. Both work for defense contractors in the IT industry. An area next to the canyon home of this lady has now become the site of one of the many observation stations set up by the Minuteman Project. The female owner of the home says she feels safer now knowing that she's got other concerned citizens looking out for her and that some of them are armed in case she or anyone else are threatened again with violence. Good story, folks. We need to read those once in a while, too. I know there's no blood and guts in that one, but praise the Lord, this man had common sense and was an armed citizen. He not only protected himself, could very well be he protected the lady of the house, hopefully, though, that she was armed herself. We don't often have the ability to tell you about real good news like that, but praise the Lord. Folks, that's it for tonight. Be back with you tomorrow. Thanks for being here tonight. We ask you to pray for the Minuteman down there, that the evildoers, those that want them to go away in disgrace, do not succeed with their plans. Lord bless all of you out there. Don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. I truly do. Have a good evening. Good night.
The junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there. Do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken in anywhere quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed gel. You squeeze in your mouth, a great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.